to the second hour of the program. Dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site completely free. So enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And by the way, Dale, you do have your new website online. We talked about it last week, and it was iffy as to when it would be up, but it was up later than Sunday.
It's almost ready to actually transfer the domain over and everything. So it's going to be up before the next show.
If you go to flamingfreedom.com, there is something there. Like you can
There's something there, and you can download the first show. But the new website that we're developing right now and that's almost done is not quite at Flaming Freedom yet.
Cool, but it's up and running as opposed to last week when it was not, so folks can go there now.
Yes, you can go there, you can download the first show.
Which is the show, the first show being Prometheus Unbound, your new show.
Prometheus Unchained.
Oh, excuse me.
That's okay. I say it too still.
Do you? Okay.
I can break myself. Prometheus Unchained. The first episode is downloadable from that site, so you can go to PrometheusUnchained.net or FlamingFreedom.com.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm just going to tell people FlamingFreedom.com.
I like that.
Easy
one.
To remember, easy to spell.
Yeah, and it really tells you a little bit more about what the show is about.
I guess so. But we do talk. We talk about what the show is about in the first show, and then we talk about where the name came from, and then we address some issues, gay marriage, and a local issue, and how we dealt with it in a libertarian fashion.
Yeah, so it's a show that focuses on, it's got a primarily LGBT focus.
That's right.
Gay-friendly.
Lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender. We're focusing on those issues and attacking them from a libertarian perspective.
It's going to be a weekly show, and the first show is up. You can go to flamingfreedom.com to download the very first one.
Right.
All right.
And Mark called in. There's going to be a really nice website up before the next show this Sunday. The new site will be up, and there'll be a lot more going on at that site right now. It's just kind of a placeholder where you can download the episode. But the new site will be up very soon.
All right, so we're going to get here to, in a moment, we'll tell you about the government federal court saying that there is no First Amendment right to record the cops. We'll explain what that means here in a little bit. Also, take your calls. So let's go to the phones and the fun. First, we'll talk to Better, listening in Florida. Better, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Dale, and Mark. Better in Florida? Going once? Better in Florida, going twice. All right, well, maybe we won't talk to Better. 800-259-9231. Radley Balco reporting over at Reason.com. Federal District Court Judge Suzanne Conlon has dismissed an ACLU challenge to the Illinois law that makes recording someone in a public space without their permission a felony, punishable by up to 15 years in prison. We've talked about this law in the past. It's Illinois and Massachusetts have two of the worst so-called wiretapping laws on the books.
Yeah, as if recording a cop has anything to do with tapping a wire.
The Balco points out that, as I've reported here, the law is used almost exclusively against people who attempt to record on-duty police officers. And the ACLU is seeking declarative and injunctive relief to prevent the police from arresting workers and volunteers who plan to record police at an anti-war protest this spring. As I wrote in my feature story, The War on Cameras, there's a strong argument that this is a news-gathering function protected by the First Amendment. But Conlon doesn't agree. See, the ACLU has not alleged, this is apparently an excerpt from her decision, the ACLU has not alleged a cognizable First Amendment injury. The ACLU cites neither Supreme Court nor Seventh Circuit authority that the First Amendment includes a right to audio record.
So, in an age where news reporting is done in, audio recording, that means television, radio, everything but newspapers. This lady says that freedom of the press doesn't extend to the pressing of film. It doesn't extend to the publishing of data. It only talks about pressing newspapers.
She's literally interpreting.
What a freaking Myrmidon.
She's like taking an absolute literal interpretation of freedom of the press.
Yep.
You're pressing newspapers, so that's all it counts for.
Thank God this lady's an idiot, because this ruling will not stand.
You don't think?
No. This is stupid.
The ACLU intends to audio record police officers speaking with one another or police officers speaking with civilians. The ACLU's program only implicates conversations with the police officers. The ACLU does not intend to seek the consent of either police officers or civilians interacting with police officers. Police officers and civilians may be willing speakers with one another, but the ACLU does not allege this willingness. of the speakers extends to the ACLU, an independent third party.
Their willingness comes along when they stand on public property. When you're having a protest, you're on public property. Police officers are public employees being paid on public money, working on public time. If you're on the job, you're on the record. But civilians, I think, as far as I'm concerned, if you're in a public area and it's obvious you're being recorded, I can see a problem with hanging a microphone in a tree or something like that where people might be have the expectation that they have privacy. But they don't have the expectation that they're actually talking in private if somebody's standing there, you know, being clear that they're recording them.
Well, the ACLU does not allege this willingness of the speakers extends to the ACLU, an independent third-party audio recording conversations without the consent of the participants.
See, you don't need consent when you're in a public place. When you're in a public place, I've got the right to be there, you've got the right to be there. You have the right to listen, I have the right to listen. Are you telling me on a public street I don't have the right to move up close to you and listen? So the difference
is... You can listen, you just can't record.
Right, well, recording is just a mechanical ear.
Right, it's just a better version rather than just recalling what someone said. You can actually get the accurate statements.
Yeah. Ludicrous.
But she's not done. She's got more to say. The ACLU has not met its burden of showing standing to assert a First Amendment right or injury. As we've pointed out, as Mark Stevens, that's where I learned this from, over at markstevens.net, that's Mark with a C, that any time you try to sue the government, most all of the cases you attempt to bring will be thrown out of court for lack of standing.
Yes, it's your government. It's your, you know, you pay for the public place, but you don't have any standing.
Amendment would be futile. The ACLU has not alleged a constitutional right or injury under the First Amendment. Rather, the ACLU proposes an unprecedented expansion of the First Amendment. Now, someone made commented that Balco cites here. He says, why don't we look at the issue from the other side? Is it within the state's power to prohibit a citizen from recording a law enforcement officer in this way? I know that we tend to think of rational basis review as a rubber stamp, but these laws seem to be a stretch under any standard. Of course, it's almost impossible to argue that this isn't rationally related to some asserted purpose, but one could argue that the asserted purpose is merely pretextual and that the real purpose is impermissible. Balco continues that the government can certainly provide a rational basis for forbidding the recording of private conversations without the consent of all parties. But it would be interesting to hear the state's rationality for requiring the consent of anyone whose voice might be picked up before making a recording in a public space. What interest does that law serve? Certainly not privacy, given that there's no expectation of privacy in public spaces. I suspect we'll be seeing more from this case, as well as more challenges to the Illinois law, particularly if and when Christopher Drew and Michael Allison become the first people convicted under it. To this point, the law has been used primarily to harass and arrest people who record the police in public. The charges are inevitably dropped or downgraded to misdemeanors before the case gets to trial. And just to clarify, the Illinois law only applies...
Right, so if you're charged with a felony, it's much more difficult to get bail. They can take you to jail. They can throw you in there for days. I mean, you're telling me that's not a punishment? I mean, that's punishing somebody for recording a police officer before they go to trial.
Of course.
That's how they use this. They should be releasing them immediately after arrest because it's obvious a person who is recording a police officer is not A, a flight risk, or B, a danger to society.
Just to clarify, the Illinois law only applies to audio recordings, so security cameras, which generally don't include audio, aren't in violation of the law. If you used an application on your smartphone that only recorded video, you could also presumably record police without being arrested under this law, although they could always arrest you for interfering with a police officer or some other catch-all charge. The Illinois law also includes an exemption for law enforcement, so police recordings without permission of the person being recorded are entirely permissible. So basically, Balco points out that this law essentially exists to protect the government people, specifically the police,
sure,
from being recorded by any member of the public, and that there are now a couple of cases that are working their way through the Illinois court systems that have not had their charges dropped from felonies to misdemeanors. So there may very well be a conviction coming soon in this under this particular law. And the ACLU has been basically kicked right out of court here in this case.
Illinois is trying its very, very best to become the most tyrannical state in America.
Yeah, if you love freedom, you probably shouldn't be there.
Mm.
Because why do you want to challenge this particular law there? There's no reason to stay there. They're going to increase their income tax by 66%. I mean, the whole place is an anti-freedom place. Get the heck out. If you love freedom, come to New Hampshire. Join the Free State Project. 1-800-259-9231. Here, the cops don't mind. At least here in Keene, they don't seem to mind being recorded. They're pretty much used to it at this point. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, no legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizedDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizedDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizedDC.org.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, blocked sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
They all laughed when I told them my body cleansing tonic was tea. But after 10 days, my body feels way more energized, and I've lost nearly 15 pounds. They're not laughing now.
That's what John from Oklahoma said about Life Change Tea.
In the 6 months of being on the tea, all my digestive problems have cleared up. My energy levels have gone way up, and my constipation problems are no more.
And that's what Michelle from California said about Life Change Tea from GetTheTea.com, the amazing all-natural tea that cleanses your body from toxins, chemicals, bacteria, viruses, and molds, while helping to lower high blood pressure, high cholesterol, lower blood sugar levels, and help you lose weight. Life Change Tea has no caffeine and is all-natural, all-organic. Go to GetTheTea.com today or call 928-308 0408. That's GetTheTea.com or call 928-308-0408.
Life Change Tea really changes things.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online. FreeTalkLive.com, the place to go. The features there, free. We've got a lot of them. In fact, the Shrine of Female Listeners is there with dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing they are listeners of this program. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com and see it for yourself. If you're a lady listener, you can learn how to be part of the Shrine. Details are at shrine.freetalklive.com.
Intern for Liberty.
make a difference, get experience, and get paid. The Institute for Humane Studies is seeking undergraduate, graduate, and recent graduates for its summer internship programs. They have internships in all kinds of journalism. Graduates have gone on to ABC's 2020, The Financial Times, Washington Post, Wall Street Journal, The Economist, many more. And in public policy, whether in Washington, D.C., or think tanks around the United States. The internship includes a generous stipend, housing assistance, career workshops, training throughout the summer. Visit libertarianinternships.com for more information. You can sign up there to receive updates and get reminders. This is a great opportunity for college students and recent graduates at libertarianinternships.com.
All right, 800-259-9231, your phone calls. We go to them and talk to Vetter. Hopefully he's there this time. Call back. Vetter in Florida, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hello, Mark Ian.
And yes. Dale is here tonight, too. What's on your mind, Vetter?
And Dale, hey. Guys, I was directed to your show. This is the first time I've got a chance to listen tonight.
All right.
And I do want to let you know, the last call you had, the algorithms, interesting call.
Oh, the Looney Tunes lady, yeah. Yeah, she was interesting in a crazy sort of bat-esque way.
It was interesting. I mean, she was making sense here and there, and then it went
really?
On.
I didn't hear
you
make any sense.
You got some sense out of that? Wow.
She sounded like a babbling lunatic to me.
I was unable to decipher hardly sounds three like, words in a row.
It sounds like he's being kind.
Yeah.
Okay.
Guys, I was turned on to your show. I won't tell you who, okay?
Okay.
So I decided to listen, and I was just wondering what your thoughts are on subjects such as 9/11, the Federal Reserve, and JFK.
Okay, let's do it.
JFK doesn't matter. 9/11 doesn't matter. Federal Reserve, the most evil institution in the world.
Okay, to expound a little bit on that, the conspiracy theory world, I think, you know, certainly can be something that can be interesting, and people certainly have spent a lot of folks have spent a lot of time doing things like researching these things, and I think that most of that time is wasted, I think, because, as Mark pointed out, ultimately it doesn't really matter who killed JFK, and nor does it really matter who was really behind the 9/11 attacks, because... Well, the government's getting bigger every single day and more intrusive and more oppressive, and talking about those things does not move us toward changing that. It doesn't do anything to actually bring people on board with the ideas of liberty.
It gets one mired in a debate. Some people believe it. Some people don't. Some people are predisposed to believe stories like that. Some people are not predisposed to believe stories like that, and they won't accept that information without just a great deal of energy expended in their direction. You're more likely to drive them away than you are to convince them, and I think that it doesn't strike at the root. It's whacking at leaves.
Yeah, I look at like 9/11. I feel like the reality of 9/11 is somewhere you have, on the one hand, and I'm holding my arms far apart. This is radio, so you can't see me.
In a line.
I'm holding my arms far apart. On the one hand, you got the government story. On the other hand, you have like the most extreme conspiracy theory story of what happened.
Holograms.
And I think the reality,
people.
Yeah. Well, there were missiles and not planes that shot into the buildings and so on and so forth. And I think the reality is somewhere in between there. But I don't care exactly where it is, because I already don't trust the government. I already think it's way too big. I don't feel like it has not, for me, served to ever be a good recruiting tool. I know some people think it's a great recruiting tool to get people fired up. That's great if it does for them. But like Mark said, it's an incredible amount of energy expenditure, certainly for researching into it, and when it really doesn't matter to me, because it's kind of like... If I knew this guy was a murderer, and I knew that he had murdered 150 people, and they had overwhelming evidence that he had done so, that he had in fact murdered 150 people, and there were like five other people that other people were going to a great deal of effort to prove that he had murdered these other five people, and I'm like, he said he murdered, we know he murdered 150, like, do we care if he murdered the other five?
Right, we know this government.
And that's the way I look at 9/11, I'm like, I already see the government as incredibly corrupt in all the things that they admit to doing. right out in the public.
There's all kinds of blood on its hands. I mean, it doesn't matter
to me.
The governments in the 20th century alone have been responsible for the murder of millions.
Yeah, more than
people.
Any disease you could name.
Let alone the 3,000 people in
governments are more dangerous than cigarettes.
Yeah, so does that answer your question?
Well, yes, but let's expound on the Federal Reserve, because Ron Paul's had huge success. So do you guys see anything moving with the Federal Reserve? I mean, is it going to be watered down, the entire audit?
No, well, I would love to see an audit.
Are they actually going to audit it?
I think that we're much closer to that than we were. Though that bill died, but that doesn't mean that it can't be resurrected. Bills, that happens with bills all the time. If an audit occurs, I suspect they'll be lying and involved, and it'll be very difficult to get a true and accurate audit. However, I think that the biggest and best thing that Ron Paul, his chairmanship of the Finance Committee or whatever, could result in is a sea change within those in the government that will allow competition in the area of currency. That's what his recommendation has been for ending the Fed, and I think that really is what has to happen, is people have to recognize what real money looks like, and they have to begin doing things with it. It's the reason that I, in my life, buy and sell with silver every time I can.
I totally agree, guys, and I appreciate that, because I try and make people understand that there's no way to get out of debt if we still have the Federal Reserve. People just don't understand that.
Well, the federal government's debt is not your debt. I mean, they'll try to put it on you and your family.
It'll affect you.
Threaten and things like that.
Yeah.
But, step is to not accept it that way. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Right.
The best thing we can do is prepare as individuals for what the impacts of what that's going to do to our economy and different things like that. But those of us who know, who see what's going on for what it is, I think are the best equipped to prepare ourselves for that.
Well, and one of those ways you can prepare yourself is by doing, as Mark said, business outside of the Federal Reserve note, maybe engaging and using some sort of alternative currencies. Unfortunately, we've seen that the Feds are more than happy to crack down on any alternative currency that can prove itself as successful as they did with the Liberty Dollar a few years ago. But maybe we will see a more successful kind of like decentralized alternative currency where it's much more difficult for the Feds to come in and try to confiscate it all from one vault, because it's in multiple vaults and multiple secret locations or whatever. So we're starting to see some innovation in those areas up here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. And if you're new to the ideas, or if you're new to the show, you probably haven't heard. Have you heard of the Free State Project yet?
No, but I know the Live Free or Die State.
Yeah, that's New Hampshire, and that's why New Hampshire was chosen as the state, the destination state for the Free State Project. So if you love freedom and you love the ideas of individual liberty, then this is the place to be. If you love the idea of alternative currencies, this is a place that is packed full of people that have an appreciation for that. Hundreds of people
are creating new ones.
Yeah, and are actually in the process of making alternative currencies. I'd recommend you visit freestateproject.org to learn more. And thanks, Vedder, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. If you want to see some change in the area of the money that we use, it makes sense to get together with other people that want to see a similar change, other people that understand the ideas of freedom. 800-259-9231, because you can't count on the Feds to make anything better. It's Free Talk Live.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge. Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized the Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today,
complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209. And the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a bunch of features there, and we give them all to you. It's completely free, unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for accessing their sites. You can go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. One of those features is our webcam. You can watch, listen, and interact because our chat room is built into the same page as the webcam. Go to cam.freetalklive.com to do all that for free. That's cam.freetalklive.com. It's brought to you by Memory Dealers.
That's right. On Cam, you can see Ian's giant hair. Memory Dealers. It's a haircut so bad.
Yeah, you keep saying that. You seem to be obsessed with my hair, Mark.
I think that...
Giant hair.
I think that, Ian, I thought you were contemplating growing it out.
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
And in order to do that, you have to grow
so,
it
Mark,
out.
So, Mark, you're going to have to get over it.
I think. Yeah. It's not really taking up that much of my time just when I look
he
at
He mentions
it
every single day.
Every time I look at you, I think, wow, you need a haircut. MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GVICs, Zenpaks, and X2s. They're 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off of list price. They also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. You need optical transceivers. The place to go is memorydealers.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. Coming up here, Dale is going to share with us five things that people do to make hackers' lives easy. But first, to the phones and your thoughts and calls. Ryan is on the line in Iowa. Ryan, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for taking my call.
That's what we do. What's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I don't know if you remember. I called you guys approximately a little over a month ago, and I told you just about some of my stuff when I was in the delayed entry program, and you guys actually sent me an email on my Facebook.
Yeah, Ryan Michael Style.
That's correct.
Yeah, you had called in to tell us this crazy story about your I guess it was very intricate regarding you being in the military and them charging you with criminal acts. And there's another news story out there about you apparently pretending to be a blind veteran and bilking people out of money. You didn't tell us about that part, though.
No, yeah, that's the thing. That's what why I called you guys to tell you about that, because that's how they got me undercover when they initially booted me out of the Navy.
Why were you? I mean, was it true? Are the allegations true that you were pretending to be a military veteran, a blind veteran?
Right now I can't. I'm not a veteran. I can't claim veteran status because I never even did. I mean, because the cat's out of the bag tonight because I'm under complete military and FBI protection right now, and I have evidence to prove this.
Are you under military protection?
What's that?
Why are you under military protection?
Well, because apparently I know something, and I know what I know. And that's why I initially called
you.
Right,
I hope you know what you know.
No, okay, all right. No. Okay, so right. The whole what I told you guys when I called you, what was that, on the 14th of December?
I have no idea.
I'm pretty sure that was the day that I called you.
You love your facts, though. I remember from the last story you quoted facts all the time.
I want to take your word for it that it was the 14th of December.
Okay, yeah. I mean, look this stuff up. Look this stuff up because Leatherneck did a story on it. If you look up my full name, KCRG Associated Press, when they booted me out of the Navy, when they kicked me out, because I never even left for basic training, they sent me, they put me in a hospital in Dubuque, Iowa. They put me up in Mercy 2 West. It's a psych ward. And then they sent me down to Mecca Drug Treatment Center in Des Moines, Iowa, where I was basically told to I absconded from there. Like I was one of the military guys that was down there, because there was another military dude. There was actually a lot of them. There was VA guys who were down there. They're like, dude, run. They're like, run, get out of here.
I guess I wasn't here when you called in the last time.
Was this before or after you were apparently arrested for posing as a blind veteran?
This was how I got arrested, because they said, run. And I was basically given orders to go up to Ames. And, like, at the time, I didn't know who I was working for. I'm like, okay, obviously I'm not Navy anymore. Who am I working for? So I was basically ordered to go up to Ames to do all this stuff. And then all my charges, if you go on Iowa Courts Online, all you got to do is Google Iowa Courts Online and look up my full name, you will see that all those charges got dismissed.
Pretending like you're a blind veteran?
Yeah, that's why, you guys, if you look up my name, you can find all them initial reports, but you can never find a follow-up story. None of these major media outlets, even KCRG, because I live in Cedar Rapids now, I've actually called them. And they refused to do a follow-up story because they had to destroy my reputation. And I finally found out why. Because the military has been basically waiting for the past 2 years to somehow, some way, get me back in. And now I am under federal protection from U.S. Department of Justice, Federal Bureau of Investigation.
Why do you think they care so much about whether or not you join the military? I mean, we had somebody call in this week basically saying that he was able to get out of the military by just leaving, essentially, and then when he came
walking
back...
Walking away. I got out by being gay.
Yeah, I mean, some people would say it's easy enough to get out, just have a bag of pot, and they'll kick you out for that.
Exactly. So, I initially had to get all these waivers, like, because I got busted when I was 17, 18 for marijuana. I had to get waivers for this when I first signed up. And then I got a waiver for theft. I got a waiver for childhood asthma. I got a waiver...
But I don't understand why they want you so bad. I mean, why would they put you under military protection to get you to join the military when you presumably do not want to be in the military?
No. That's the thing. I've always wanted to serve my country. My family is military. Basically, all the guys in my family are law enforcement or military. My dad's a Marine Corps veteran. My dad, Keenan Style, was in the Marine Corps. He's still alive. He was in during peacetime. He was in during the 80s. My grandpa, Arthur Capacious.
We don't care.
No, basically, my whole family has been military. Like, if you look at...
Do want to join the military.
No, see, that's the thing, and that's why I'm being protected right now by Edward A. Herkett.
I got
his number.
True.
You want his number?
No, I don't really care that much. I'm
so
just curious.
What do you know? What is the secret?
Okay, basically, what happened, I had 95% of the story. I got all the story of 9/11, 100% last night. people, the inside jobbers, they're kind of right. They're kind of right. And then the people who say Al-Qaeda, they're kind of right. But what
this
people don't realize, what people do not realize is that on 9/11, it was actually Bush was trying to kill Dick Cheney. That is why I know it sounds stupid. I know it sounds stupid. Hear me out. Notice how Bush was sitting in that school. If Al-Qaeda, the Taliban, whatever, if these terrorists really wanted to kill Bush, they would have had to just hit that school.
I don't think there was that much.
I agree.
Where was Dick Cheney? He had to hide in the Pentagon. You know, Bush was trying to kill Cheney.
And found this out how? I mean, what was it that
all the military guys I talked to yesterday, when I've been talking to the special agent of the FBI, I finally got 100% of the story last night.
So why is this in any way related to Cheney shooting that guy in the face? I mean,
exactly. Because Cheney got scared when he shot that guy in the face in 2006, when he was, just quail hunting with that whole. Cheney didn't realize, because he's not a hunter. You know, he didn't realize that birdshot, it can be lethal if it gets into your bloodstream and causes a heart attack, which it basically did to that one guy. But that basically he thought that the one guy, his quote-unquote friend who was with him, was going to kill him. So Cheney shot him, but the guy survived. And then this stuff's all connected to that congresswoman.
Well, I have to say, it is a unique theory. I've never heard this one before. And Ryan,
so what does he gain if he killed Cheney?
Does he gain?
Yeah. What would he get out of that?
Why wouldn't he just fire him?
Who? Bush? Cheney is on the side of China, the Federal Reserve, and all these bankers, because China, it's basically like calling in our debt right now, and they're siding with North Korea. And Obama took a hard line today, because Obama
had Bush. At least Ryan here is coherent.
Understand what he's saying.
We actually have a conversation with him. Thanks for the call. Good luck there in your military detention / protection or whatever.
Stuff.
800-259-9231. And yeah, you can find him on Facebook as Ryan Michael Steil, STEIL. He's real. We didn't think he was real the last time he called in. He's a real guy. It's Free Talk Live.
One of the many imaginative graphic novels from BigHeadPress.com is Odysseus the Rebel, a new twist on an old story. This is not your daddy's Odysseus. BigHeadPress.com will help you spark imaginations and free minds with their enjoyable webcomics and graphic novels. Beautifully illustrated, inspirational stories will make your holiday gift-giving a mind-freeing experience that will be appreciated and enjoyed. Sample Odysseus the Rebel online before you buy at BigHeadPress.com.
Are you on any medications? Are you getting your meds at a local pharmacy? If you are, you're likely paying more than you have to. There is a better way. Discount Prescription Services will get you your meds at discounts as high as 70%, and they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com and click Become a Member on the left side of the page. Their customer service is excellent. They'll walk you through every step, and you'll save big time. Meds.freetalklive.com.
Do you have more than 4 hot flash episodes a day? Do you ever wake up at night soaked in sweat? Do you experience mood swings, heightened emotions, or sometimes feel on the verge of tears? Have you gained more than 5 pounds? Have you lost the energy level you had before menopause? Do you have low libido or no interest at all? If you said yes to any of these questions, you may be suffering with severe menopause symptoms and you qualify to receive a free month supply of Amberen. Amberen is the incredibly effective all-natural solution for menopause relief. It's backed by published clinical trials and 30 years of research. It has helped thousands of women get free from the awful symptoms of menopause. Call now and ask how you can receive 30 days of Amberen free of charge. Free supplies are limited, so go to amberentrial.com. That's amberentrial.com. Or call 1-800-318-8232. That's 1-800-318-8232. 8232, 1-800-318-8232.
Hello, at OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the Wild Food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish M10 gas masks are 3 for $30 and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com. The main name in military supply.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want. Dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You like the show? Want to help support Free Talk Live? Well, you can do that by becoming an amplifier. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com. You will get access to a few special perks that only amplifiers get, like the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only forum, and amp-only podcast, which is absent the usual podcast commercials that you hear when you listen to our regular podcast. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. Now, of course, we do have a bunch of archives up on the site, and you can download those anytime you want. They go all the way back to 2006, and those are free, thanks to HostGator.
HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own website. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. They have more than 4,500 free templates for you to use when you build your site, whether you want a personal blog, complete e-commerce business website, and let the experts at HostGator.freetalklive.com host you. Get a 45-day money-back guarantee, 24/7 technical support. They even give you a $100 Google AdWords credit, plus your first month completely free at HostGator.freetalklive.com.
All right, so 800-259-9231 is the number here, and you can bring up anything. We are going to, in just a moment, tell you about, Dale, you're going to share with us five things that we do for making that make hackers' lives very easy. And then coming up also, there's been a lot of controversy, apparently, regarding a new show on MTV, and the Parents Television Council is having a conniption. We'll explain what that's about. But is your piece from Cracked.com?
Yes, it is.
All right, Dale, go for it.
Because it's the most reliable source of information on the Internet.
I don't know. I kind of stick to The Onion for reliability, but Cracked is pretty good.
They both got a lot going for them.
Yeah.
Okay, so five things we all do that make hackers' lives incredibly easy, and it's by Stuart Bentley on Cracked. And this is, I think a lot of our listeners will enjoy this because there's a lot of privacy, hardcore privacy fans out there. Mm-hmm. And it's getting more and more difficult. And as you said, Ian, it's a 24-hour job sometimes.
It's a lot of work
to be private in a modern society.
Not only is it work, it also costs money, too. It takes money and effort to be private.
Yeah, and a lot of us prefer convenience over that sort of thing. So it's Hollywood portrays hackers as super-powered math geniuses who can intimidate computers into giving them whatever they want through intense keyboard mashing, Even outside of movies, they are feared as something like mysterious and powerful wizards. The infamous hacker, Kevin Mitnick, was ordered to never use any networked technology more advanced than a payphone for fear that he could whistle a tone that would start a nuclear war. But in reality...
Well, wait a second. Yeah. So I spent 9 years in prison, and I can tell you they wouldn't let inmates anywhere near computers because of the War Games movie, essentially.
It's irrational, like, notions of what it really means to be a hacker, so to speak. And the term hacker has evolved. This isn't from the article. This is just me. The term hacker has evolved now. It just kind of refers to anyone who's kind of good with computers. Whittle and figure stuff out is considered a hacker. And
really?
A lot of computer programmers refer to someone as a hacker if they don't really use good methods of, like, professional programming and everything that someone else can follow and fix things later. And, you know, someone will hack something together and get it working, but, like, they didn't do it in a good way and it's a mess, you know.
Right, that's kind of that is a variation of the term, I guess, hack. You're a hack at programming, right?
Right.
Okay.
So, but in reality, almost every hacking exploit that you hear about compromising some database or other is done with very simple methods that many times require no computer at all. They can do that because our computers aren't secure and never will be, thanks to the fact that, and here we get into the things that people do that make things so easy. Number 5, our brain remembers passwords only if they are words. The 4 most common passwords, according to Mark Burnett's 2005.
Can I guess?
Book Perfect Passwords are...
The 4 most common. Love?
Nope.
No.
6969.
The first 3 are
you could get into any housing complex
that's
in America.
That's not bad. You're closer.
6969.
Is it true?
You're closer, Mark.
I'm just telling you, man.
You're closer. The first
date of birth.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay. Date of birth.
Numbers. So
the word
first
password.
Three. Yes.
Is that number 1?
No, that's one of the top 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and password.
Well, we're right, because there are, in many cases when you have to have a password, there's some of them that make you have a certain number of digits or a certain number of characters in the password. So people will just 1, 2, 3, all the way up till whatever the max minimum is.
Gotcha. The fifth is pussy. No, really. It really is. On the next level of password caution, you'll
people
find
love their
something
cats.
Like...
Yes,
yeah, that's not a joke, by the way. It really is
true.
The fifth. On the next level of password caution, you'll find something like dolphins. It's because I really like dolphins. Mm. Unfortunately, dolphins are notoriously terrible at information security, hence their defeat in the Great Orca War. Yeah, if you ask a website to generate a password for you, you'll get something like YZIVLQ$0x. %9. The difference is that most humans can't memorize much beyond 7 digits unless there's some other meaning attached to help us remember. So we have to use an actual word instead of random character strings, otherwise we'll never retain it. The problem is that if you even use an acronym word, such as Adelphagami, you are making it massively easier for a bad guy to guess your password. The average new computer can guess 10 million passwords a second. For reference, the unabridged Oxford English Dictionary lists about 600,000 words, and the average adult knows a fraction of that.
Jeez.
That means if your password is a word or even one of thousands of common names, an attacker can have your password faster than hands can type it. Even if you add a number to the end of the word, like Hunter 2 or Entropy 9, you've only increased the time it takes to crack to half a second.
Now, wait a minute. Now, that's presuming that the hacker has the ability to query that many times, right? Because, I mean... Yeah, okay, the idea is that your computer can crunch that amount of numbers in that period of time, but if you're trying to log into something
that's
on the
internet...
You know,
they don't go into that. That's a good question. I don't know if, you know, how long does it take to attempt multiple times on a certain, you know, login on an internet?
Right. If you have a file on your computer or something like that is passworded, say some sort of a TrueCrypt file or something, for instance, that then you'd be able to query it as many times in a second as the computer is possible if you have some sort of software that can do that. But if you're trying to get into somebody's account on, say, Google, you can only log in so many times.
I think you have some net lag, and then
Google, if you get the password wrong a number of times, they will start hitting you with CAPTCHAs, which is the CAPTCHA is the things that will pop up that will show you, okay, now you need to type in these letters and numbers in order to verify that you're a real human being.
Just putting multiple comments on YouTube does that now.
Yeah, so I don't know if that's... I understand what they're saying, and what they're saying is true in some instances, but as far as trying to get into
there's probably more difficult. I think there's probably a lot of... maybe not on an internet website, but there's a lot of online things where you could... you could enter it multiple times. And
it would require some sort of special software, too, because you'd have to have software that would be able to interact with whatever the login script is or whatever the login prompt is.
I think they're presuming that they're using something like that.
Not to say that the hackers wouldn't have something like that.
Or could write it, write a script or something. You know, it's probably not a terribly difficult thing to write a little script.
Right.
It'll try something over and over again. It's a relatively simple bot, a robot, internet robot. It's not hard to make a secure password, one that's not a word and is reasonably long, but still is easy to remember and quick to type. Here's a little password hint, and I've actually used this. Take a phrase you know by heart, such as, every Halloween, comma, the trees are filled with underwear, colon, every spring, comma, the toilets explode, period.
As a password?
No. Oh. Now type out the first letter of every word in that phrase, picking different letters or adding punctuation whenever it feels natural for you, resulting in a password like, and in this case, E, capital H, T, T, capital R, F, W, U, colon, E, S, T, T, E.
Where's the letter, numbers? Because some websites now, in order to make it your life, a living hell,
they have numbers.
They require you to have letters, numbers, and sometimes even, punctuation
points. You can kind of work some numbers in there in a way that makes sense in the phrase, or you could substitute them for letters where it seems kind of appropriate, I think. So by using, and that's not in the article either, by using something that isn't a word and never has been, you're increasing the pool of necessary guesses exponentially.
Johnson, by the way, is one of our producers, has pointed out that there's a tool called Fire Sheep that will allow, that he says any hacker worth their salt will know about this. Apparently, it basically sniffs out your Wi-Fi connection and will essentially grab the packet, the encrypted packet, that it'll see, essentially, that you are sending, the user is sending a password over their Wi-Fi, grabs the encrypted password from the Wi-Fi, from the signal, and then it'll start to brute force attack that one packet. So there are certainly some ways that these guys have to do things that people just are not aware of.
Wow. Yeah, I know there's a lot of stuff. Anything going over Wi-Fi is you shouldn't assume it's secure.
Yeah, it's at risk, sure.
If someone asks us for our password, we give it to them. That's number four. So we can talk about that.
What is that called?
Social engineering.
Social engineering.
Social engineering. They mentioned that.
All right, we'll talk about that a little bit. Also, hour number three is next. You can take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. And you can bring up anything. And maybe if you are an elite hacksaw, you can call in and give us some of your tips and tricks or suggestions for the poor people that don't know what they're doing. More coming up.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kit Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kitessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.